Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One is a football guy obsessed with the Pats and their QB.
Brady can play till he's 50. Changed my mind.
The other, a basketball guy who truly bleeds green.
But goddamn, the one thing that I love to do is sit down and watch the Boston Celtics at the end of the day.
Together, they make for a perfectly imperfect pair of Boston sports superfans.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
It's the Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
This isn't just my town against your town. It's obviously a big one for us in how we make our way to the playoffs. So everything that you play football for is riding there against New England, and the challenge is with us. I think it's an opportunity for this team to take a step up in the opinion of it, and not only from within but from without.
That's Jerry Jones right there.
Hey, Gilroy. Hi, Fitzy. Hey, Nick. Whatever we're supposed to call you. I don't know which one we are. You Nick or you Fitzy? It doesn't matter. I do like your oddballs, though. I like them very much. They're nice. You guys are fitting real good down here.
I was told, by the way, I was told by station management never to call you Nick on the air again. I did it in our first show together.
Oh, for God's sake.
I sort of had a passing joke. Is it Fitzy? Is it Nick Stevens? What is it? And I immediately got told that we are branding Fitzy. It's always Fitzy.
It's always about the branding.
Fitzy is the brand. So
got it.
I want to be brand compliant for my employer. You know?
Did you ever think that you would have to, as you wanted to get into and now, you know, doodle about in Market 10 doing sports radio, that you would have to be, quote, brand compliant? What a freaking world. If you use the word synergy, I'll kick you right in the old oddballs.
I am building the brand of Fitzy here at His Sports Radio. WEI room for you guys here today, 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. And look, we spent that first hour really, I feel like, venting some frustration. There is a tremendous amount of frustration that I'm feeling. I can even feel it from Fitzy a little bit here, that this offense of the Patriots isn't going to come together the way that we're accustomed to Patriots problems coming together and eventually being solved in time for the playoffs, because there hasn't been any sort of positive signs over the last 4, 5, 6 weeks that show you, hey, you know what? They can build on this. They can build on that. They looked pretty good here. It's not like 2 out of 3 games their offense sucked, but that one game, it showed you something, so they can reach back in and do that again. This team will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a slog the entire season, Fitzy, and that's something that they're going to have to find a way to either deal with, meaning that previous caller that brought up the young receivers, N'Keal Harry, Jacoby Myers, guys like that, it might take one of those guys stepping up and playing at a near elite level to open up this offense. We haven't gotten into their red zone problems. I'm so frustrated because when you look at this team, they do an okay job, a decent job. It's not nearly as fluid as it used to be, but they do a decent job going 20-20, getting up to that red zone. Mm-hmm. And then when they get there, everything seems to clog up because the opposing team's defenses, it's not rocket science. You know who you have to cover. You know where Tom's going to go with the football. That's why Josh McDaniel had to reach into his bag of tricks last week to finally get a score on the board. He had to do it.
And by the way, that should have been a penalty on the dude who hit Patterson after he made the catch, because that was definitely an illegal hit that led to him being concussed after that touchdown play. Because I mentioned that, because not that that would have taken away the head trauma that the poor man sustained, but an unnecessary hit. Because you're looking at a Patriots team that's already offensively challenged. They might go into tomorrow's game with 3 receivers, and I'm not even going to call them healthy.
That's a problem.
They could potentially have 3 receivers, or 4 if they bring in Quincy Abadieho. I think it's Abadieho. If they bring in Quincy Kilimadiaha, whatever. If they bring in, you could potentially have tomorrow Lacoste, Watson, Harry, Myers, Edelman, and the running backs.
That's a scare.
That's insane.
That's not good. It's not good.
No.
That is not championship-level offense right there. So for fans that are thinking that we're sitting here overreacting, panicking to what's out there, the fact of the matter is this. When you look at what they're throwing out on the field right now, it's not good enough. And to me, look, that play last week, it was fun. It was exciting. But the fact is this, they've run it now. You can't do it 2 weeks in a row.
No.
You got to put that thing away and maybe use it again in the playoffs if desperation time or something. But right now, that was the only way that they could punch one in.
How much trickeration can they use to matriculate the ball down the field? Seriously.
Can you say that five times fast?
Trickeration, matriculation, trickeration, matriculation. My boy Bryson NFL tweeted this out last night. I made sure to cap this up so we could start throwing some stats everyone's way just to kind of get them thinking. Yards per play ranks this season. Dallas's offense, while away, averages 6.3 yards per play. That's third best in the NFL. Patriots defense at home only allows 4.4, so that's second. So that's going to be strength versus strength. That's expected to be a great matchup. Dallas offense, with Dak playing the way he is in this two-headed running back attack and the three healthy, excellent receivers. Well, two excellent, one really excellent, one very good and one intermittently very good in Cooper Cobb, who's healthy and playing out of his mind right now, playing like his 2013 Randall Cobb, and Michael Gallup. Now, the Patriots offense at home, averaging 5.6 yards per play. That's 16th best in the NFL, Gilroy. Cowboys defense away, seems like they play better away, only giving up 5.0 yards per play. That's 6th best.
Okay.
So while they are undersized and they do utilize a scheme that Brady usually is able to eat up for lunch, how do we feel like not the Patriots defense against the Dallas offense? We think that's going to be
that's
a marquee matchup.
Yep.
That's get your popcorn ready, football theater. How do you think this Patriots offense is going to fare against this Cowboy defense, and how in the hell are they going to possibly get to what I think they need to score, 24, to pull off a comfortable win?
I don't see a way in which they do it. Based on what we've seen from this team through the first 10 games, I can't figure a way. Aside from the defense forcing turnovers and scoring those points, which we've seen them do at an elite level through the first 7-8 weeks of the season,
That's
how they won football games, because the defense was doing the bulk of the scoring. It's not happening right now, and I'm not sure it's going to continue happening. But when you look at this, you talk about guys like Cooper and Gallup, those guys, while not traditionally your elite offensive weapons, this year they're very good, borderline elite, and either one of them would be a number one option on the Patriots right now. Either one of them.
You're telling me.
So that's how far down the Patriots offense really has fallen. And I get tired of fans that continue to tell me that we're overreacting or that, you know, we're just sitting here panicking. The fact is, I don't want to hear about last year. That call in the last segment that brought up, you know, what they did last year going into the postseason, they had the best tight end in the history of the league. I know last year offensively he wasn't the same player, but he was still the best tight end in the history of the NFL.
And a hell of a good blocker, even though he was only 60% on the dollar of Gronk's returns offensively. He was a hell of a good blocker. And you had another one of the best blocking tight ends in Dwayne Allen, not to mention you had the man mountain of Trent Brown in a healthy line. Oh, and we didn't even say this. They had a fullback. Jimmy Neckroll, one of the best fullbacks in the last 10 years. No wonder why holes got smashed open all postseason long.
Who needs a fullback, Fitzy? Come on now. It is Sports Radio WEI.
We do.
Room for you guys, 617-779-7937. Let's get back out to the calls here. Let's go to Bill. Bill's in Framingham. Bill, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, hi, guys. Just to change it a little, I had a friend that I was in the service with who lives in Chicago, and he came out here and stayed a week. And I always listen to sports radio, driving around and stuff.
Yep.
His one takeaway, he said he absolutely couldn't believe the negative perceptions of Tom Brady with a few compliments spread in here. He said, Michael Jordan, he has never heard Chicago sports radio ever say anything negative about Michael Jordan. And he also said, if Mitch Trubisky had won 6 Super Bowls for the Chicago Bears, he'd be taken through the streets of Chicago in a golden chariot. He just said he can't believe that people nitpick every single thing Brady does for what he does. I just wanted to let you know that's from another city. And like they had their hero, Michael Jordan, says he's never in his whole life heard them say anything, nothing.
Wow, that's it's a nice dose of
But Bill's right. There were some scandals. There were
You think there were
gambling scandal, the dad stuff. I mean, there was some stuff going on there.
Yeah. Oh man, forgot to pay back a few bets. Oh, dad's in a ditch.
It's not funny, but it's funny. I mean,
I'm not trying to be that guy.
You had David Stern essentially exile MJ away.
Michael's going to be playing some baseball for a couple of years. He's going to have trouble with the curve, but that's all right. We're just going to let this, blow away. He'll have a good manager, different corner. He'll be fine. I appreciate that call. I do. And I'm glad he called when he did and told us what he did because, yes, of course, you would. There's no reason. No one is criticizing the play of Tom Brady, the effort of Tom Brady, and the past history of Tom Brady. But I would just like to remind both Bill in Framingham, and thanks for the call, as well as his friend from Chicago and everywhere else, have you been to New England before? It's not like we just started doing this, and it's not like it's just sports radio. This is the way New Englanders are. This is the way we've always been. People are always pissy around here. It's the weather. It's the traffic. It's how expensive it is to live here. It's just in our nature, Gilroy. It's just in our nature. And are you kidding me? The appreciation, the love Tom Brady gets, he knows it. He feels it.
And when Tom's
it's real. He knows.
When he's done, there's going to be a giant statue erected of him. He's going to live here forever. I mean, he's going to have Tom Brady will forever be remembered the way that Bobby Orr has been remembered, the way that Ted Williams has been remembered. He's going to be one of those guys, the Mount Rushmore guys.
They've done far less. Of course he is.
And so when you look at Brady, I mean, look, the fact is this. Tom asks for this criticism because he's the guy out there telling us that he's going to defy all the odds. He's the guy that's going to play till he's 45. A couple weeks ago, they let it be known during Fourier's thing here that maybe it's going to be 47, 48. I mean, that's what Guerrero said, isn't it? So, that's Tom Brady's best friend. That's his trainer. That is the godfather to his children. Anything that Guerrero says comes straight from the mouth of Tom Brady. So if you're going to go out there and talk about pushing back father time and being the first guy ever to do this, 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 and this, well, then you have to be ready to take some of the heat when some of the blame should fall on your shoulders. But if they pay attention and you listen to what we're saying here, I think both you and I are kind of in agreement. Mm-hmm. This is not Tom Brady's fault. This is not Tom Brady's problem right now. It's the Patriots did not surround Tom with even average players. Tom could make average players above average. Above average players, great players, because that's what elite players do in professional sports. Right now, he's surrounded with amateur hour players, and that's just not good enough.
Well, how the hell did they beat Pittsburgh week one, 33-3? Ben's elbow had yet to completely fall off, and I know they hadn't traded for Minka Fitzpatrick, which significantly upgraded Pittsburgh's defense, but how did they get out and basically impose their will that opening Sunday night? Was it they weren't just buoyed by a Super Bowl celebration and ceremony? Because last time they had one of those on a Thursday night, Kansas City ran roughshod and put up a 42-burger on them. So
it was a bit of a different time, though, right?
It wasn't just the celebration. They only had, Edelman, they had Dorsett.
Gordon.
And they had Gordon.
Edelman was 100% at that time, which he's not right now.
Josh, still playing some damn good ball for a guy who's not 100%.
He is, but he's also there's some costly drops there as well right now with Edelman. I'm not quite sure why.
That one in the end zone last week was kind of bad.
That was a game changer, by the way. A game changer.
If that's 2 weeks in a row that Edelman has had a game changer.
There's something going on there. I don't know. I don't know if it's in
probably
his head.
Hurt. He could maybe be hurt. It's just it hurts to freaking catch the football.
All right, let's grab some more calls here. Let's go to what do you think? Let's go to John. John's in Maine. John wants to talk about the Celtics.
Oh, well, not Celtics time yet. Hold on.
I told you something personal.
You get a transitional call. Fine.
You know,
all right.
I need this.
Fine, but you give me one Pat's call on the back end before we do the commercial.
Johnny,
right?
What's up, man?
Gilroy, I'm gonna let you down. I've been sitting here listening to you guys talk about the Patriots for the last half hour, and I just gotta chime in on that now.
Thank you, John. Thank you. You're my favorite caller,
man,
John.
My soul is crushed.
What's up, guy?
I think they can still move the ball on this Cowboys team without getting these young wide receivers too involved. You gotta incorporate James White and Rex Burkhead in a short passing game out of the backfield. I think they're still capable of doing it. They got to score at least 3 touchdowns on offense, and the defense has. They got to take Ezekiel Elliott out of this game somehow and make Dak Prescott beat him. I think that's how they got to approach this game tomorrow.
So you think so? Belichick is, and you got to get your Celtics point in just to the panacea for the broken Gilroy soul, John. So hang tight for a second. But so basically, You think that tomorrow Belichick will employ one of his classic defensive strategies where it's like, all right, I'm not going to let you beat me with your one and your two. So they'll stack up the box. Maybe they'll double Cooper. I'm not sure if they're going to put just Gilmore on Cooper. Maybe they double him up and they say, okay, fine. If you think you can beat us with your tight ends, Cobb and Gallup, go ahead. You think that's the way they're going to go after it?
Yeah, because Dak Prescott, I know he's having an excellent season, but he's still young. Still capable of making mistakes, and Gilmore is a great cornerback, but some of these other guys this year, the two McCourty brothers and some of these other guys in the backfield are having excellent seasons. How many interceptions they have this year? Something like 14 or 18.
Yep.
They've had a ton of interceptions. I think they can really, Dak is still capable of losing this game for the Cowboys.
Yeah, Dak's playing he's having a hell of a season. He wants that contract. He's had three or more touchdown passes 3 weeks in a row. So what you're saying. Like,
yes, that's my only example.
Dallas offense. Yep, Dallas off. Well, sure. And they fell asleep in the first half and they made a hell of a comeback and barely lost at the end. And I know everyone was pointing to that game all week long. We're all here. We're, when people say, like, I'm just here for the blank comments or I'm just here for the replies, like, we're all just here for Cowboys offense against Patriots defense. That's going to be a phenomenal matchup. I'm just concerned as to how they can, quote-unquote, dink and dunk their way down the field and be able to do what they haven't done the last couple weeks, John, which is once they get in the red zone, of course they like to call it the red area because everything has to be different in Foxborough, right, Gilroy? When they get into the red area, which has been a very red area, how the hell are they going to score? That's the problem with tomorrow. But please,
are you too happy? You had your
Celtics
point.
Yes. All right. Now that John and I are officially sports radio dating, John, he's not cheating fully.
What is going on?
John, make your Celtics point for Gilroy, okay?
Gilroy, I heard you say you were pissed about this 2-3 West Coast trip. I was just curious to know why, because this team did play really well with Hayward going down and then Kemba going out yesterday. With a, digging a 19-point deficit and then coming back to almost win that game last night.
So that's
want to know why.
Johnny, it was
I'm so confident.
I appreciate you, man. That was a professional tease is what it was. Because when you look at this, I'm not pissed at their play. I'm pissed at the results because the Kings game, that was certainly winnable. 1-point loss. The overtime loss on national TV against Doc and his Clippers, that one hurt. That was another winnable game. And I'm very proud of the way the team played last night post-Kemba injury. I mean, that type of injury takes a toll on a team. Watching your best player, your brother, your teammate lay down motionless on that court for 8 minutes, the fact that they were able to sort of dig themselves out of that hole and play with the sort of pride and energy that they played with, that speaks volumes about this team. So when I say I'm pissed off at the 2-3 road trip, I'm pissed off because I feel terribly for this team. They deserved better than 2-3.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm really excited to see is Brad Wanamaker has really stepped up, and I'm wondering if this guy can be that, bench scorer and that guy that, can give you some points, that you really need, like last night in moments like that this season. So.
Yeah, he came up big last night, John. Listen, I appreciate the phone call. Look, if you had told me going into the season that the Celtics were going to be reliant on Brad Wanamaker to win basketball games, I would have thought that the season wasn't going all that well. But I would have been wrong. Brad Wanamaker's played very well in his limited opportunities this year. Certainly more opportunities this year than last year. They've got a lot of faith in him as their backup point guard. He can play multiple positions, point guard, shooting guard, and he's got a decent enough stroke. He's certainly strong enough to go to the basket. A pretty good, gritty, tough defending defensive player. So all in all, Brad Wanamaker's been a nice addition. But one of the worries we had about this team going into the season, and especially after they got off to their hot start, for a while they were with the best record in the NBA, what did we say? We said, okay, you've got an elite starting lineup. You've got an elite starting five. Hayward was thriving, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker, and then you can pick your center, whether it's Cantor, whether it's Tice, whether it's Robert Williams. All three of them bring unique sets of skills, and all three of them, depending on your opponent, could make an argument to be the starter, right? But that was a good enough starting lineup to be elite. But what happened when you go to the bench? Now you're relying on rookies. You're relying on guys that are journeyman-type guys. You don't have reliable bench players at this stage of the season. You just don't have it. So that's what worries me right now, because the Celtics are down not one, but two starters. I expect them to continue to play hard, play well, but I don't know if they're going to be able to continue playing and with the results that we've been seeing this season when you're down not one, but two of your top three, four players. That's a tough pill to swallow if you're a Celtics fan.
And we have reached our Celtics talk max for this break.
Sports Radio, WEI, it's Fitzy, it's Gilroy. Look, room for you when we come back. And yes, if you have Celtics thoughts, if you want to talk about Kemba Walker, you know, this guy can't dominate. I'm in the number one chair. All right?
I'm kidding.
It's a football show.
I know.
We're going to talk basketball when we come back. It is Sports Radio.
You son of a...
WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now back to The Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on WEEI.
Curry going hard to the hoop. Walker picks off the pass.
Kemba down. Brad immediately calls timeout.
Yep.
Kemba went right to the floor.
Nothing has changed here in the second quarter. Yeah, still, Kemba Walker has not moved a whole lot. We're going to try to take a look here and see exactly what happened. It was our first time looking at this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, ran into Ogele.
With his head down. So this is not like concussion. This is neck.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's tough. So Kemba Walker made a great play on the ball, snapping back. And as he was running, they're bringing the stretcher out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Ogele is like a wall.
Kemba has been in that position since he went down.
The only good news out of playing that clip is listening to Scal with the reaction. It's the same reaction that we all had. But Scal came right in and said, oh, no, that's not concussion. That's the neck. That's what everybody feared. But the good news here is Scal was wrong in this situation. It looked like the neck. The replay, especially in slow motion, Fitzy, was downright scary because the neck sort of lost all rigidity. It just sort of snapped back, and that right. It was scary to watch.
Because I wondered, how the hell can he get concussed when he just runs into the abs of Semi Ojeleye? Sidebar to that, what the hell is Semi Ojeleye made of, and when will Semi Ojeleye's six-minute abs come out? Because obviously that guy is a thick brick.
Imagine how bad he feels today. Semi Ojeleye.
What did he do? He just stood there.
Stood there, but he got injured on his... It's unbelievable, but here's the deal. And right now, Kemba Walker's walking, talking, moving. He flew back to Boston with his teammates last night. Matter of fact, he hasn't even officially been diagnosed with a concussion. He left the Denver hospital last night with concussion-like symptoms, awaiting further evaluation here in Boston.
What most listeners to our show leave the oddballs with.
Concussion-like symptoms.
Yes.
So there is a tremendous amount of good news here. Now, the likelihood is probably going to miss a few games. Maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, whatever it is. But the fact is, he's okay. And that, to me, is all that matters. He'll be back on the court this year. But I was afraid that when it happened, it was the second time in 3 years I've seen a Celtics star player carted off the court in a stretcher. That's two times too many.
I know.
Celtics fans have been through the ringer. You know, think about Hayward, you think about this. And you know, sort of my last point here on this is the one bit of good news when it comes to the play on the court, this Celtics team, we've been asking ourselves all year, are they legit? Are they for real? Is this a team that could potentially compete to reach an NBA final? This team last night had every excuse to pack it in. What, they had no idea if Kemba would ever walk again when he got carted off with that stretcher. They didn't know. So they had to play through the fear and the questions and just the anxiety that they were dealing with. Not only did they play through it, they came back from 19 down on the road against a very good Denver team.
Yep.
That to me tells me all I need to know about this particular edition of the Boston Celtics.
All you needed to know was the way they played the other night, and they should have definitely beat the Clips. But all you needed to know was the way they played the other night against a presumptive NBA Finals favorite on the road against a team that has two of the 10 best players in the NBA right now. And you saw everything you needed to see. I mean, it would have been nicer if Kemba Walker played a better game the other night.
Sure.
Tatum took over for a while. Would he have 17 in the third quarter?
Tatum has had...
He has manned up. He has balled up. They are everything they were supposed to be last year when they supposedly had a better guy at point guard, another one of the 10 best players in the NBA. They are everything they were supposed to be. And yes, Kemba Walker's going to miss some games now. You're not going to see Hayward till at least Christmas. Think about how good this team is going to be when they are fully operational. They should be all healthy again at the same time. I know they've had some significant injuries, more probably than the rest of the East already. That's just luck, man. This is the crap luck of the Irish so far. This team is going to be great. They are making themselves a must-watch team every week. And I'm even going to, you know what my job is? More often than not, it's not just make lemonade. I make shandies because I like adult beverages when I'm given lemons. And right now, I can't wait to see Carson Edwards play more ball because that kid is a blast.
Listen, man, you got me so hyped up about the Celtics, and I'm the green teamer. I'm just going to come right out and say it. The Celtics are closer to a championship than the Patriots are.
That's it. This is the last show. This is the end of the oddballs, the old balls, the dumb balls.
It is Sports Radio WEI. It's Fitzy. It's Gilroy. You're only mad because I'm right. Let's take some calls here. Let's go to Randy. Randy's in Medford. Randy, you next up here on WEI.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, buddy? Well, hold on. Whoa. Randy, please. Even my dad didn't deserve to be called a gentleman, but thank you very much. Appreciate it. What's up, buddy?
So I just wanted to say, you know, with the terrible season that Michelle is having, you know, we have someone on the bench. You know, by all means, I'm not saying he's like these other running backs, you know, but we could have, you know, a Philip Lindsay type running back or, you know, Chris Carson or, you know, even like Nick Chubb. We could have someone like that on the bench right now. He's just rotting away because they don't want to put him in. You know, and Michelle's having a terrible season. Just sit him out. Just sit him out, you know. And, you know, Harris cannot play any worse than Michelle's playing at the moment. And also, I just wanted to say this Celtics team is a blast to watch.
Awesome, Randy. I appreciate the phone call. And, you know, we talked about this, our first show, a month and a half ago.
Where's Damian Harris and what the hell do they do spending a third-round pick on him?
Look, here's the deal, right? So when you look at Sonny Michel, it's clear that he's struggling this year, and it's hard to put all the blame on him. He has got huge expectations put upon him because he's a first-round pick. The fact is the offensive line has been probably the largest area of weakness on this football team all year, and it's apparent that this guy needs a good offensive line to open up holes for him. Is Harris a guy that can create space for himself? Is he strong enough to be able to push through and maybe get some positive yardage where, let's face it, Sonny Michel, that's not his strength. So maybe a change of pace right now, a change of scenery, maybe trying something new couldn't hurt this team, could it, in the running game?
Well, he's been banged up the last couple of weeks. He hasn't been a healthy scratch in a while. Damian Harris has actually been injured, so I'm not sure if he's going to be healthy enough. Pats have 12 guys on the injury report. Wrong week to be going in with literally a quarter of your squad, of your 53, on the IR. But you'd like to just see him because you'd like some diversification of the offensive portfolio, and maybe his style will allow for some of the yards that Sonny Michel hasn't been able to get. Now, if he comes in healthy and they add him to the mix and all of a sudden he can't do anything as well, I think that's going to speak volumes, not about the guys that they drafted that were studs in college in the SEC, but more about the offensive line. I mean, Rex Burkhead shouldn't be the yards per carry leader. People shouldn't be calling to give James White more carries at this point in the season, but the Patriots are teetering. They are dangerously close to do whatever the hell it takes to get points on the board territory. And I'm surprised that we're talking that way the Sunday before Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, we are. They resorted to trick plays last week. We'll see what they have up their sleeve tomorrow. Let's go to some more calls here. Let's go to Tony. Tony's in the car. Tony, you're next up here on WEI.
Tony.
Guys, how you doing today?
What's up, buddy? We're good.
Not too much. First of all, the Celtics are just a blast to watch. I mean, this is twice now they've come back from 19 points down. The last one they won, except for the one before this one they won. This one they came up short, but I mean that's very encouraging. So, but I want to switch over to the Patriots real quick. This defense, I think we all agree this is a very, very good Patriot defense. But the one thing that isn't being talked about that I feel is important is the inability of the offense to stay on the field. I think really exposes this defense a little bit. And I think we saw it in the Baltimore Ravens game. We need the offense to stay out there. They can't go three and out consecutive times. And I just think that would, that just hurts the defense. They don't get the rest they need. And I think that's a big problem. So not sure what you guys think about
that. Actually, Tony, I banged on this drum a little bit earlier in the week on the Greg Hill Show. And I would like to share this little bit with you. You make a great point, not only just for the longevity and the success of the Patriots offense in the 2019 season, but also this week in particular. Mike Lombardi, who joins OMF every Friday and, of course, used to be like a consigliere to Belichick for years and with him in the Cleveland, blah, blah. We don't need to read his LinkedIn. He went on Dallas radio this week, and he outlined how the Patriots could beat the Cowboys. And the Cowboys, when they don't have, when they're on the field offensively for 30 minutes or more, they something absurd, an absurd figure. It's like they're 20-4, 20-5. But when this defense, which is fast and talented, but it's slightly undersized, when their defense is on the field 34 minutes or more, they're 4-17 or 4-18. So in this iteration of the Cowboys defense the last couple of years in the Prescott era. So if the Patriots can play ball control, which they've had a hard time doing, Tony, tomorrow, if they can win the time of possession war decidedly, then they're going to be playing into some statistical strengths that, let's face it, they need on their side tomorrow. So it's a great point you bring up.
Yeah, and it's also a big deal when you have a running quarterback. I mean, I just think you need that rest, you know, with Dak Prescott and, you know, Lamar Jackson. It makes a huge difference. It really does.
Yep.
And I think Jacoby Myers needs to step up. We've thrown to Jacoby Myers, and he's done very well, I think, when we've thrown to him. He's caught the ball. I think he needs to lean on him a little bit more, Brady. So.
Yeah, but he's also got to run the right routes and be where he needs to be at the right time, too. So thanks for the call, Tony.
Listen, you know, this is the issue now with the Patriots. We're all sitting here, and we're trying to find a way. We're trying to find a way, find a guy that's capable of stepping up, capable of being that guy to elevate the offense. I'm just not sure he's there on this roster right now. Let's grab one more before the break. Let's go to Bryce. Bryce is in Connecticut. Bryce, you're next up here on WEEI.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Just reiterating back to Fitzy, you saying Edelman's had some drops the past 2 weeks. This is kind of just your classic New England complaining call, but he's had a drop every game since the season started. Now, whether some of them haven't been too important, that's kind of besides the point. But this guy is just doing nothing but dropping the football.
He's had a lot of drops this season. He's definitely had a lot, and it's so funny too because I think Pats fans in general, they look sadly at the Edelman versus Welker comparison, and they'll always say, like, Edelman comes through in the clutch, and he does. Does.
Huge he does. Catches you, you when can't, it matters you most. Can't deny
he just
that.
Had one of the top 10 catches in NFL history, came in at number 9, the catch in Super Bowl 51. Of course, he caught the game-winning touchdown in Super Bowl 49. He was the MVP of Super Bowl 53. We get it. He comes through in the clutch, and I think it's his postseason contributions that'll land him in the Hall of Fame one day. But people always think now because of Welker dropping that one ball, which would have been a tough catch in Super Bowl 46, they think, well, Edelman comes through and Welker had butterfingers.
Look, Edelman's been great.
He's incredible,
I agree
but he's
with
dropped
you.
A lot of passes.
His postseason resume is absolutely got to make him Hall of Fame worthy. Wasn't he dealing with a finger earlier in the year or something? Wasn't
his
there
thumb. He broke his thumb.
Right.
He couldn't play right up till week one, so maybe that's still bothering him too.
Exactly. So right now he's probably playing through some pain, through an injury, and let's face it, the colder it gets out there, the more it's going to hurt. They're going to have to find a way.
It was cold and it was windy in Philly last week.
All right. So it is Sports Radio, WEEI. It's Fitzy. It's Gilroy. It is more of your phone calls when we come back right here on Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
More of what you want to hear, The Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on WEEI.
I get sad when I have to utter these words. Final segment, Fitzy.
Me too.
It's tragic. It really is.
This is fun.
If you guys want Fitzy and Gilroy 5 days a week, you want to call Mr. Joe Zerbano. That's the guy that can get it done.
Tweet him.
Tweet him. Call him. I'll give you a cell phone number. I'll tweet it out later. It is Sports Radio WEEI.
You want to make sure you don't have to worry about covering those Thanksgiving shifts, buddy? That's the first thing you should do.
It is Fitzy. It is Gilroy. Let's not blow through these calls here. We're up against it. So everybody make your point, make it quick, and I'll get you guys all in. Let's go to Paul. Paul's in Texas. Paul, you're next up here on WEEI.
Yeah, I just want to comment real quick. So,
okay.
Paul?
Did we lose you, Paul?
Paul, you still there, buddy? Okay, there you go. Okay.
I'm still here.
Calling in from Texas. We're going to put some extra effort in on this one.
So, the Robert Quinn is averaging about a sack a game.
Mm-hmm.
Bennett now is averaging about a sack a game since he got to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
DeMarcus Ware, or not DeMarcus.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence. He is like leading the league in pressures, and he's been double teamed all season long. Man, I don't see how this rookie is gonna stand up and make this offensive line right.
And you don't see how he's gonna be able to stand up to that pass rush and solve their issues in the run game as well. Well, Paul, I'll offer this. When Isaiah Wynn was in college, and I know we're spent the last 2 hours on this Saturday saying, stop living in the past, live in the now. The kid has only played 6 quarters of professional football. He looked great when he has. I know he's coming off 2 injuries. I don't think he's still dragging turf toe with him at this point. He was amazing in college. And if anything else, he's not named Marshall Newhouse. Now, that said, the Cowboys do have a pretty good pass rush.
They do?
Yes, they do, as outlined by Laconic Paul in Texas. Cannon was sick yesterday, so hopefully he's 85-90%. It's going to be a tall task tomorrow. Legitimately, I think that's the biggest issue the Cowboys defense is going to present for them. It's not going to be Byron Jones in the back end. I don't even think it's going to be Leighton Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith. They're excellent linebackers who are a little undersized but hella good playmakers. It's going to be the pass rush.
You know, I did say let's blow through these calls here. I said that, right?
Just making sure everyone knows what's up.
Let's go to Eric. Eric's in New Hampshire. Eric, you're next up here on WEEI.
Good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Please don't have Paul on anymore from Texas.
I celebrated a birthday during that call.
Oh, my God. I don't want to have Fitzy jump out a window, but I got a quick question on a load management as far as the NBA goes. Do you think it's going to become as prevalent as the shift in baseball or the opener in baseball? I mean, that's a way the game is played a difference, but this is the amount of these guys, the amount of games these guys are playing. I think about it because I think that Roenick story came out where Jordan played 36 holes of golf, pounded 10 beers, and then went out and dropped 52 on somebody's behind. I don't understand. I don't like it. You know, if you buy a ticket, you want to go see a star player. I think they're being a little bunch of babies about it.
So, Eric, I appreciate the phone call, and here's what I'll say about that. I agree with you. So the NBA has done something. It started with a couple of teams 10 years ago. Now every team does it, where they've got tiered pricing, and it's staggered depending on your opponent. Okay, so if the Celtics are playing a premier opponent, if the Clippers are in town, the Lakers are in town, then the tickets are going to cost exponentially more than if a junk opponent's in town. It was never like that before. It's like that now. So maybe load management has got to be something where the teams have got to declare it weeks in advance. They got to do something to compensate.
Zero chance they're going to be able to do that, though, because you don't know with a guy like Kawhi if his leg or his knee is going to be bothering him one day, and one week he's going to say, oh, it feels great, and the next week he's going to say that he tweaked it or whatever else. Kemba doesn't expect to run into Semi Ojeleye and get concussion-like symptoms every day.
There's a difference between injury and load management. Load management is what Doc Rivers is more than happy to do with Kawhi, with Paul George, and that sit them down two, three, four consecutive games without injury to keep them fresh for the postseason.
Because he learned it from Pops and it worked.
It's the pussification of our country. It's this generation of people. This generation of people doesn't want to work as hard for their money as the previous generation. I'm terrified for our sons that are in that other room. I really am. Because people today, they graduate college, they think they've made it. These NBA players, they're in the league, they put up 20 points a game on a team that sucks, and they think they've made it. How do I feel about this? I hate it.
Yeah, no kidding. I was going to say, we picked the wrong call to take when we only have 2 minutes left to get you up in your soapbox. All I was going to say was, I do think it's actually going to turn into a thing like the opener in baseball and like the shift in baseball. And the commissioner's going to have to do something. I don't know if they're going to be able to declare it early on. I'll only offer this. The NBA may have to adopt, believe it or not, a Broadway policy. Because if you go see a Broadway show, and let's say you're there to see Denzel Washington in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof or something. This actually happened to me. He wasn't there that night. They put a little insert in, and you're like, so-and-so, Patrick Gilroy will be going on tonight for Denzel. You're allowed to go right up to the box office and say, I want a refund, and they'll give it to you right then and there. So the NBA better be careful when they play the what you wish for game with awesome playoffs, because people are going to be pissed during the regular season.
I am proud to be the understudy to the sexiest man alive, 1996.
I'd watch Gilroy in that show.
See that? See that?
All right, we
don't take one more call. Or do you want to do your predictions?
No. All right. You know what? One more call, and then fast predictions over the out.
All right. Let's go to Peter. Peter's in Jamaica. Play, and Peter, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, thanks for taking one more call.
Yeah.
I got a disagreement about the bench. I think it's going to be a strength definitely by the end of the year. But you got studs defensively. Everybody that comes off the bench is a defensive stud. Wanamaker, Shemmy, Grant Williams, Carson Edwards, Javonte Green. I think Robert Williams is getting better and better. And, when Gordon gets back, then you throw Marcus in there. And it's only a question of Wanamaker can score. It's only a question of time before Carson Edwards makes threes. He's been doing it his whole life.
You're right. He's been doing it his whole life. I hate to cut you off like that. Jamal Crawford, veteran guy that can score off the bench. Fitzy, Patriots.
The Celtics will be better for all these injuries, trust me, especially because they're not going to worry about load management, but they're going to give their bench the right kind of minutes they need when the big guys come back. Oh, the weather says it's going to be rainy most of the day tomorrow. That's going to play a factor in the game. Listen, my rules, Gilroy, they're really simple. You never change another man's radio, you never talk politics and religion at the dinner table, and you never, ever, ever doubt Tom Brady. In a squeaker in a rainy Foxborough Sunday, Patriots 23, Cowboys 20.
Cowboys 30, Patriots 6. Brady's under pressure the entire game. You think he's been frustrated this season? Wait till you hear him tomorrow night.
Wow.
How's that?
I thought I knew you.
Stay tuned. It's BC football, BC Notre Dame that comes your way next. And then after that, stay tuned for the post-game show. It'll last all night. Bye-bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.